It's big, and we're going to talk about it in Final Thoughts. Mike, the division title race is at stake.
Sure is.
Let's talk about it. Go.
Well, obviously, you can go one of two ways for the Packers. If the Packers win, they'll be tied with the Vikings for first place at 7-3. With six games to go, you'll have the head-to-head tiebreaker for now with that Week 17 game looming at the end of the year. If the Packers lose, you fall two games behind the Vikings with six to play. Because of the loss to the Lions, the Packers are behind the eight ball in terms of the division record. So really, you'd have to make up those two games on the Vikings in 5 weeks and be tied with them heading into the Week 17 game if you want to win the division. So this is a big shift one way or the other.
Yeah, plus then you introduce a whole lot of other tiebreaker elements, assuming that you would beat the Vikings here. Then division record becomes critical when you lost to the Lions. You see what I mean?
Right, that's what I'm talking about.
If the Packers don't win this game, we're going to be talking about the wild card race next week, and that'll be a bummer.
Yeah, it will be.
And that means the game between the Bears and the Broncos on Sunday becomes critically important. The Packers could find themselves playing for their playoff lives against the Bears on Thanksgiving. And Mike, your player to watch.
This week, I'm going with Davante Adams. We all saw that game last week against Detroit. He had the ball thrown to him the first three passes right out of the gate. 21 targets in the game, 22 if you count the two-point conversion late in the fourth quarter. This is the guy the Packers need to get going. He needs to, you know, I think he's on the verge of turning the corner and having that high-impact game like he had against New England last year, like he had against Dallas last year in the playoffs. He hasn't had that game yet this year. He hasn't had 100 yards. He hasn't had a touchdown yet. Davante Adams is the guy the Packers need to have that breakout game. He's the guy to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, Davante Adams is the guy who's been targeted to fix the passing game, along with Aaron Rodgers, of course. I'm going to target Eddie Lacy to fix the running game. Mike, he is sitting on 308 yards rushing 9 games into this season.
That's not Eddie.
That's not Eddie Lacy. That's not the guy who dominated, in my opinion, this game a year ago in Minnesota. He's the guy that killed the clock at the end of the game. I thought he was the guy that, you know, embodied the tempo of the Packers' win. They need that guy back. And it looks like they're going to get him back. It looks like he's going to play on Sunday in Minnesota. And if he was to become the Eddie Lacy of old, I really believe it would change everything. Mike, the Packers win if they hold Adrian Peterson to 125 yards rushing. Now, that's not exactly stopping a guy.
That's your line in the sand.
But that is my line in the sand.
All right.
If they can keep him in control, I'm not sure that Teddy Bridgewater and the Vikings pass offense can make up the difference.
Yeah, and you're talking about the league-leading rusher who's leading the league by more than 200 yards here with the season Peterson's having.
Number one rushing team in the league, number 31 passing team in the league. So you want to keep Peterson in check. I think 125 is, I think that's fair.
Okay.
A fair expectation. And then make Teddy Bridgewater beat you. Hey, this is a rising quarterback, but is he ready for this stage? I don't know. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, we may find out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll go with that. What are you going with here?
I'm going to say the Packers win if they're in double digits in points at halftime. I know that's kind of a goofy thing to say, but this three-game losing streak, 7 points against Denver at halftime, 7 points against Carolina, 3 points against Detroit, this team is not starting games the way they need to start games. We've seen what they can do in the fourth quarter. They've been lighting it up in the fourth quarter the last couple of weeks. If the Packers can get the production they need in the early stages of the game and then carry that over and do what they've done late in the games, I think this offense gets back to being a little more what we're used to seeing.
They have to start faster.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't keep starting games the way they have. With that, we'll sign off on Final Thoughts for now, but stay tuned to Packers.com during Sunday afternoon's game from Minneapolis. We'll have your quarter-by-quarter recaps in the blog. Send in your questions for Ask Vic Halftime. After the game, we will live stream the press conferences of head coach Mike McCarthy and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Larry McCarron will also have his one-on-one with the head coach and all the rest of your post-game stories and videos on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.